There you go. Hi. Oh
You
my
need
God.
to change. You have to wear black to
No,
match up.
do not look at me right now. I'm wearing blue on blue.
That's okay. That's okay. That's
Very nice
fine.
that I didn't even coordinate. And look at
I
us. We
know.
just we know the vibe.
Yeah, look at you too. I know.
Yeah.
Should I go put black on real quick?
Maybe.
We can have what like no, that's not appropriate to talk about anymore. You know, like that rapper that used to have those parties. We can't talk about stuff like that
Oh yeah.
anymore.
Oh yeah. But you know what? We all accept everything, right?
Yeah. Hi, Mary Grace.
Hi.
Welcome to hashtag Run Talk as a guest. Yay!
I'm
Oh
so excited. I'm so
my
excited.
gosh. Me
It's gonna
too. I'm excited too. I am
be
so
fun. Me
excited. For you guys that are just popping on, we know that it's a little bit later than what we're used to, but
Exactly.
that's okay. Nobody can worry too much about that. We had to accommodate Mary Grace for her time change and where we're at. So,
It's no biggie. What? It's no biggie.
Well, I'm
Yeah.
still at work, so this is my work.
Oh my gosh.
You
Well,
know.
it's like dark out. Like, well, it's getting closer. Lauren,
Here.
have you ever made pickle wrap dip?
I've made pickle wraps, not the dip.
Not the dip, but have you heard of it, Mary I've
Grace? Mary
had
Grace's
it.
face. Did you see her face? She was like,
What's pickle wrap dip?
"Oh,
You would
this is
love
so
it.
good." I was thinking about this because I knew as Midwesterners, pickle wraps were probably not something else that everybody was. But we're having dip week at work. Dip
Yum.
week. And I had to make pickle wrap dip. So anyway, I made that literally right before this. So that's kind of what my 2 minute delay was.
Okay. What did you put in yours? Like the
Yeah, like
dried beef, cream
dried
cheese,
beef, and then I
pickles.
used dill pickles and just cream cheese and mixed it all up, and then you just dip crackers into it. But pickle wraps, I know it sounds really
It up
good.
right now. I'm like, what is this? That's like Utah and their jello. Like, let's put like carrots in our jello.
That sounds like every household in like the 1960s.
Cottage cheese and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're gonna have jello. Oh, great. Except for we're gonna add some vegetable to it, and then all the kids are like, no, I'm not having
Yeah. It makes it so much healthier.
that.
Okay. Is this good? Pickle wrap dip, is it good?
I mean, I think it's pretty
I like
good.
it.
I do
I
think I
like
like
dill
pickle
pickles.
wraps better. A pickle wrap is just you take a pickle and you put cream cheese on the dried beef and you just wrap it up and eat it.
So salty, but it's actually really good.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm like, maybe when I come out there, I'll try it because I don't know if I
Yes.
can. I have to have it from a professional, right? Like,
Okay, if
from
that's
a
the case.
true Midwesterner, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I'll try it. I like pickles, so they've got to be good.
Well, yeah,
Yeah,
and
as long
I
as you
imagine
like cream cheese as well, you'll be fine. You'll love it.
it will be good
Okay.
for a runner. I mean, it's the sodium.
Yeah, I do like pickles for like I do like pickles. And I like drinking the juice every now and then.
Everyone in the chat's like pickle wrap dip. What in the world? I love
Thank
this.
you.
It's like
I'm
when we
so
talk
glad
about
that one's
chili and cinnamon
open.
rolls, people just go nuts, you know?
Yeah, I like corn dip, but
Oh, well, then.
that's your favorite post-marathon treat, isn't it?
Is corn dip?
Corn dip or like guacamole, like yeah.
Okay, so where'd that come from? I
It's
mean,
just
that's what you have post-marathon.
yeah. Yep. It was just yummy. Well, I had it once when I did St. George Marathon. I went to like a friend who was running it too, went to their R&B and they had the corn dip and I was like, I'm just gonna take this whole like crock pot and eat it. And I like seriously did. And it was like the best. So
Okay, explain yours real quick because I'm curious to know if it's the same corn dip I've been eating all week long at my work because we've had dip week.
probably. Oh, probably it's just like cream cheese and corn and
It have
does it have like
peppers
rum
and
chowder in
like
it?
Like tomatoes?
No.
Is it like a
No.
lotei dip?
I don't know.
It has like little peppers and jalapenos in it, doesn't it?
You can add it if you want,
Oh
but
yeah.
it was like but the pepper jack cheese and just more
Yum.
cheese.
I need
So
more cheese. I
and more
want
cheese
that.
and just yummy and just so good after. So, but yeah, that was one of my things I would have or chips. I love chips after a race. There's something about a good bag of chips and a Sprite.
And a Sprite. I
There's
love
something
that.
about carbonation for sure and like all that sugar, it's awesome. Yeah,
I
and
agree.
Utah, we have tons of carbonation soda pops, soda places here. Whatever you guys want to call it here. So we have
We can
lots
call it
of
soda pop. Well, I
soda
mean,
pop, soda. I call it soda, but
Lauren, do you call it
whatever.
pop?
I call it pop.
You call it pop? No, I call it
See,
soda.
I'm kind of both. Like sometimes I'll be like pop, sometimes I'm soda. It just kind of
Yeah.
depends on my mood.
Yeah. Right? It really does depend on the mood,
Well, I
kind of
didn't mean
thing.
to start our conversation off with food, but I mean, why not? Because
Well,
the
I'm
food is
hungry, so
definitely
that's
a
probably why
factor
too.
when it comes to running. And can we just touch base though, real quick? What is the status? How many people did end up checking out the baby stroller with?
Oh gosh. I think like only like three or
Wait.
four.
Before we go, can you give a little backstory on why you were pushing a stroller without a child? I think that for people listening, they're going to be completely unclear what's going on.
Right. Okay. So I have a neurological disorder that I got diagnosed with in November for running. It's a repetitive movement, and people can get it like when they play the guitar or vocal cords. Like one of the Backstreet Boys has it in his vocal cords. It's like one out of 350,000 people have it. It's very rare. So it's just a neurological disorder. It could stem from being injured, and so it's kind of just a perfect tailwind or whatever it's called, for when I tore my meniscus on my other foot, and then the surgery on my other leg. So it's just kind of a perfect combination for a storm, and so it's a neurological disorder of movement, basically. So it's called dystonia, walking and slash running dystonia. So. Basically, I feel like I'm always walking in water with one leg, or like have like a 30-pound weight on one leg. So I'm always like when I step, I'm always like this. Sorry, I have dead skin falling. I got sunburned, so my legs are all peeling, and I'm like, oh. So my toes will curl like this when I pick up, like I'm trying to grip the shoe, and then they'll flex. Like they're always like this constantly. So,
Is it like cramping, kind of?
kinda. So like, imagine you like when you pick up your foot. Imagine like. Just flexing all your toes up and
Yeah.
then like gripping like every single step.
I'm not
So
doing that right
it's
now.
just started hurting.
Oh.
So when I run, if I'm holding on to the stroller, it helps me so I don't scuff as much because my foot won't pick up because my brain won't like, I don't know, it's so messed up. It just, yeah. So holding on to a stroller when I start scuffing or like when I need to like can't get that pickup, it helps a little bit. So
Okay,
the stroller's helped.
question about that. Did that come from, was that a suggestion from like a physical therapist, or were you just like, I'm gonna try this?
Oh, for the stroller? It
Yeah.
was, I was gonna try it. I'm trying everything. Lauren and
Right.
I started talking about it. I'm like, do you think? She's like, yeah, let's try it. I'm like, I'm gonna try it. And then it worked. So we were just playing around with ideas. So I've tried pulls. I've tried. Next, I'm gonna try running with, like, holding on to somebody.
You know what you
So,
could do? You could set up your own babysitting service and like walk babies around to get them to go to sleep.
oh, that's a good idea.
Charge people, and then you can make money while you're running.
That's actually true. But then I would have to like stay with the baby.
Yeah,
I can't just leave.
you can't leave the stroller
Kind of
there.
bad. Do you know how hard it is to push a stroller? I never pushed a stroller when I had a baby. Like I did it twice, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll just get on my treadmill." It's too much work.
Yeah,
It takes
Lauren
a
does it with
lot.
two like mid-sized children.
I know. And she's just like, "Here, I'm gonna do like a 7-minute mile," and I'm like, "Pushing a
No.
stroller? Like, that's awesome." So,
Thank you.
like.
I think to my, like, for me, starting when Mitchie was like baby, as soon as I had pediatrician clearance to take him in the stroller, I think starting when he was little and then just as time went on, as they gain weight, you just have already gotten stronger. So
Yeah.
it's something that if you're starting from zero and then pushing a stroller, especially if, since you're pushing a weight in there, I would imagine it's very challenging. Plus, you have a lot more hills where you are.
Oh my gosh,
And
so many.
mountain.
Like that's all it is. So the park I run at, it's very flat, and so I just run on like the dirt by it because that's all I can do. But my shoes are getting like all like the like spikes in them, like the I don't know what you guys call them. They're like thorns. So,
Okay.
but yeah, so I'm like, that's cool. But yeah, so pushing, I want to get a baby, or I want it like a doll head and put it on my weight or something, or make it like fun. So
we should ask everyone in the chat to help us come up with a name for your weight baby.
Oh, my weight baby. I was just thinking about this too. Maybe we need to make you a sign that says there is not a baby. This is for therapy.
Yes. Honestly, I thought about it. Like, seriously, when I was running, I'm like, I should get like a sign on my shirt. Like I run backwards, or I run backwards, I run forward. Don't judge me. I don't know. I need something, because when I'm running backwards, I'm like getting weird looks, and I'm like, I'm trying, but well, I do need something for my baby too.
Let's go back to the beginning though. Like, let's talk about you as a runner, because you know, right now that's kind of like your story right now, but you know, that's not your story from the beginning of all of this. And you are an accomplished runner who has run majors. So let's talk about that. And how did you get into running in the first place? Have you always been a runner?
No. So I started in 2016, and I just like added up. I'm like, I hadn't even ran a full 10 years before like I got injured where I couldn't run again. So that kind of was like, oh. So I started in 2016 because I started doing Beachbody, and I was like, I'm going to get all fit and hot, and I'm going to get like P90X, you know, exit. And so dumb. And then I started running, and I just got fat. And I'm like, wait, because I didn't correlate. Like, you can't just eat everything. You have to like have a balance. And so I gained like 20 pounds running, and I'm like, this isn't all muscle. But it was not bad. It was so bad. So I did not do what P90X wanted me to do. I did not do it. But I got into it. I ran my first half with my coworker. She's a big runner. And then after that, I said, never again. You know, like after your first, never, ever, ever, ever again. Because I spent like 2 hours in the restroom afterwards. Like, I couldn't leave the park for 2 hours because I was so sick. And then another girl was like, let's just do another half. And after that, I was just like hooked. So you always have to get it two or three times, right? Before you're like, never, ever, ever again. So I started in 2016, and then I just kind of went from there, like just doing races. And here in Utah, there's two really good race companies, Revel and Runtastic, and their races are phenomenal. So, and then the community here is really tight knit. So it's been really fun, and got a really good set of friends, and then just started, and then I pooped at the end. Wow. So not like poop, but like, well, yeah, but like
really, but figuratively. Okay.
Yeah. But figuratively and yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Mary Grace is going to tell all.
She's I love it. No I love it. That's what this is supposed to be about. I mean, if you can't, you know, share your whole story, like share all the, then what's the point, right?
Yeah, because like I am a pooper runner. Like, I really do get sick. And so I have to be very careful with my nutrition, and I have to be careful what I put it in my body. And it sucks because my last marathon, which was, Boston last year, I like finally figured out, like, oh my gosh, I have to do X, Y, and Z 3 or 4 days before versus like the night before, you know? And like, you know these things, but like, it like registered, like, okay, this is when you should drink the water so you're not peeing the whole time. Or this is when you need to do this. Yes, you still need carb load, but you still need to drink all your water like 2 or 3 days before so you're not dehydrated during the race or whatever. So sucks that I figured it out on my last one. But
I know it is. It always just feels like a try. It always feels like an experiment, because I you know, like I'm playing with it right now too. And I have a 10K coming up like in 2 weeks or so. And then I am running another half at the end of the month, at the end of May. And I mean, I'm just like trying to figure out like how that's working for me. And I'm trying to rely on what I did last year, but truthfully, like, you know, what I did last year's not necessarily the same. Like I need to work on, you know,
figuring it all. So
yeah, it's really different every time.
I feel like your needs just change. And like right now, I mean, right before this, I ate an ungodly amount of food, and I have not done that in so long, where I'm sitting here going, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little guilty about it, just because, but I ran 3 miles ahead of time and ran 2 this morning. So I'm like, okay, you're hungry, just eat. And
yeah, your body needs it.
As a person that went through the whole weight loss thing, that's a struggle, you know, is like, and I mean, you can, you know, like you said, you had some experience with that, with like the beach body stuff and like that, you know, and obviously maybe not the same level, but it's still having the idea of like, when you eat for running or eat for weight loss, they're very different, you know, like it's crazy how different it is. And like, then you put yourself into a different category of like, you're eating to build strength and you're eating to run and you're eating, like, it's crazy. So, like, I think that, you know, you talking about that and feeling sick and, you know, when you run and, like, figuring that out, like, trial and error. So do you do just only real foods because of that, or do you use gel, or, like, what is that look like for you?
So
what did it look like, you know, like?
So it depends on the race. So for halves, I would use, I learned this, that my body, you know how people are like, oh, just do one goo or whatever. I learned that my body needed 1 to 2, even in a half. And it was just depends. And I didn't do it by time. I did it kind of more by, like, well, toward the end, I got faster. So I kind of knew, like, okay, at 30 to 40 minutes, I need a goo or something at this time. So I guess I did do it by time. And then, so I did goos. I'm trying to think what I did. I did goos in my halves, and then I did 2 or 1.5. And then marathons, like, it was just like what I wanted that day. Like Pop-Tarts before, because Pop-Tarts work better versus Pop-Tarts, like,
the elite.
Yes. Yes. On, they work so much better than that peanut butter sandwich before a race, or a banana. I don't like bananas. They gross me out.
Interesting. I did not know that about you.
I'm like, here, I'll use this much banana, like this big banana. I'm like, we'll use this much.
Oh my gosh. And does she or does she not say banana in the cutest way ever?
Yes, there you go. Yeah, you're sweet. And so I, for marathons, what I started doing, I would do like a Monts. So I didn't do real food. I did, well, I guess Monts, and then I would do a goo, and it depend, because sometimes, like, and it depends the weather, right? So I was a camel. I always packed too much, but I would do a waffle, like the steam mm-hmm. waffles. Those were good. Sometimes I carried a peanut butter sandwich when I ran on marathons, just because, like, my body would need something different every race, and I don't mind carrying. I don't care. I'm whatever. It helps me, right? Get a little faster. But yes, goos, waffles, Monts, and I think I did Swedish fish.
When you say Monts, is that applesauce?
No. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. They're like the kids, like, fruit snacks from Costco. Oh, okay. Like fruit snacks.
I thought you were referring to the applesauce pouches as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like the fruit snacks from Costco, like the generic brand from Costco. Not the real, like, I can't do the real ones. I have to do, like, the generic, because I don't know if there's more crap in it or whatnot, but. And then.
I need the crappier ones.
Right? Seriously, it works, though. Like, sometimes the more processed is better. And then fuel, I always had to carry fuel. I've thrown up too many times on races that I didn't have fuel, like water to drink down. I'm like, I will always carry water, because when you throw up in your mouth and you can't get that out, like, there's something about it. I think we lost Lauren.
I see that.
Lauren.
She'll pop back on here.
Come back and stare at my favorite face. No, but the, yeah, after throwing up, I'm like, I will always, always carry water, because I lost placement because I threw up and I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. So I lost taking first
on our
race. And I was like, okay. I took second by like 5 seconds.
You're sitting here talking about how fast Lauren is, which you and I both know that she's very fast, but come on, man. Yeah. Like, so when you say, oh, I'm going to bring her back in here.
Do it.
She just got tired of listening to you talk about fruit snacks, I guess.
No, she's like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
Our Wi-Fi just crapped out, so sorry about that.
That's okay. Forgiven.
Yeah, we'll let it slide this time.
We've been having all sorts of issues. I don't know, and it's at the same time every night.
Oh, sure.
Between 7:30 and 9 p.m. So sorry about that.
We were just kind of talking a little bit about, we were still kind of talking about food and fueling, and how Mary Grace said that she got sick and made her lose first place. And so I said, Mary Grace, you're sitting here telling me how fast Lauren is, but come on, you're getting first place in these runs. Like, what in the world? So let's talk about that. Like, I mean, not that you don't have to mention pace. Like, obviously,
I don't care.
You run your own race.
I used to be so fast, and I didn't think I was fast. And now I'm like, I watched a video back from before my injury, and I was like running at 8:30. And I was just talking normal, and I'm like, I'm on an easy run right now. And I'm like, At 8:30, like that was easy, and I'm like, oh, here I'm at like a 15, I'm huffing it, and I can't, and it's fine. I've learned to accept it, and that was really hard for me after my injury and then getting dystonia. It was really hard to see my pace get slower and slower versus the, because my goal in 2023 before I tore my meniscus on my right foot, my goal was like, okay, I'm gonna start hitting these 6 minute paces. Like that was my goal. I was gonna train for that. And then life just went down. But it's just crazy because you just never know. And it's okay to be fast or be slow and then get fast and then become slow again. It's just different journey, different times, which sucks, but it is what it is. And you just have to accept what you're given, unfortunately. So, but yeah, I used to like running fast.
Mary Grace with Boston on Monday. What were some of your highlights from when you ran Boston?
Ooh. Okay, for the first year. Okay.
So how many times have you run Boston, first of all?
I ran it twice.
Okay.
So, okay, my thought is this. If you qualify for Boston your first time, get qualified again as fast as you can for the following year. So you can do it 2 years in a row, right? That way you have the experience. If you have a bad Boston the first one, which I did, it was really bad. The second year it was more magical and it was really like, oh my gosh, this is what my Boston should have been the first year. Highlights. Sorry. I'm still at work, so every now and then I'm like, highlights from Boston. Oh man.
The
I know, right? Okay, so the first year I was kind of like sticker shocked when I went out there. I went with my husband. I'm like, I'm not paying $25 for a hamburger. Like, this is ridiculous. So I was under like where I'm like, we'll split it, like this one hamburger. And so I didn't eat as well as I should have. And then I actually had COVID running it.
Oh.
So don't have COVID, not knowing it. And then I got food poisoning. So don't do that either.
No,
But
kidding.
I think highlights from it. Just enjoy it. Like, but it's hard. It's hard when you mentally go in, you're like, this is Boston, this is my first one. I'm gonna do well. I'm gonna race it. Da da da. You have like all these expectations, and then you go out and the expectations aren't what like I had high expectations. Like I wanted to get a PQ. I didn't. I crumbled, honestly. And so that's why the second year was so much better. I went and got the pictures I wanted. I was more relaxed. I didn't care.
Wait a second. Wait. So, did you just say you wanted to run Boston to BQ? Guys,
And
you have
Boston.
to explain
And
this.
Boston's not an easy horse either. So to BQ on Boston is like way impressive.
Yeah.
But
No,
like
so I wanted to. I
you can
didn't get though.
qualify for the race that you're racing while you're racing the race that you're racing?
Yeah. That's like that was my goal the first year. So that didn't
Wow. Wow, I learned something and that's a big mind blow for me. I didn't even think that that was even a thing. Like I
Because a
new
lot of people,
rider
well, a lot of
here.
people run Boston because they run it to enjoy it, which, right? This is their victory, right? But at the same time, like I was like, I'm gonna run it and I'm gonna run it hard, and then it just didn't work out.
Up in your mouth, so it didn't happen.
Yeah,
That's running. Sometimes you take a risk, and sometimes it pays off big, and sometimes you get crap weather or you bonk, and that's running.
and it was bad
experience
weather.
speaker right there, huh? Like, come on. Sometimes you just sign up for something on a whim.
I know. She's so awesome. She's
Wait,
so awesome that you
and
did
I will
that.
say, Mary, I don't want to make this about me, but Mary Grace was instrumental in me making that decision. I was texting her back and forth, and so Mary Grace is partly to blame for
Well, we do want to like just let everybody
that.
know that last Friday evening into Saturday, Lauren ran 50 miles and got second place out of the female group and just like blew the race out of the water. So let's everybody
I
cheer
know,
her.
so
That
good.
it
11
is absolutely
overall.
amazing. She's
Like,
not going to do that for herself, but we will do that for her.
yeah,
So
it was amazing. It was so amazing.
absolutely amazing and
And
so
so,
important. And we celebrate everything about that, and we should, Lauren. We should celebrate that. Everybody celebrates that. That's freaking insane.
but did you run downhill? Just kidding.
What? It was more like crawling downhill because the rocks were
Seriously.
gigantic. And it was almost, it was, and when you're running the first two laps in complete darkness, and you're, you know, in a race like that, you have to protect your legs. You can't risk getting injured, or you are risking getting injured every step, basically, but you have to do your best to minimize falls. So you have to take the downhills when it's rocky pretty cautiously, which I don't like, but that was that. So it was funny. I had anticipated I would make up time on the downhills, and that actually ended up taking just as much, if not more time than the uphills. But that's part of the joy of ultra running, is especially if you sign up for a race that you know nothing about the course, is it's all a surprise on race day.
You're so awesome.
We have someone in the chat that said they are running their first Boston. So
oh my gosh.
We are so excited for you.
You're going to love it.
You are going to do amazing, and we will be cheering you on as well. Like I'm in awe of people that go and that do these major races, especially, you know, because they're a lot of logistical planning, really.
There is.
Man alive. Just the environment alone and watching even spectators. Like, I mean, the fact that there's so many people there and like getting to the starting line is hard enough. Like, I mean, obviously Boston, getting to the starting line of Boston is pretty dang hard anyway, but like, so Mary Grace, I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And I think that no matter what your journey looks like from this point forward, you have done some very incredible things. And like, I love how you say being grateful for it is where you're at, because
you don't know. I have a picture that I took in Boston last year, and it said, I don't remember, oh my gosh, it's on my Facebook, but it's like, you don't know when you'll never be able to do this again, so enjoy it, basically. And it was like in Boston, and like, I ran past that sign, and I'm like, oh hell yeah. So I turned back, and I'm like, can I take a picture with this? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, F yeah, because like, I'm sorry, I swear when I run, because I'm like, F this sucks, but I'm like, oh, F yeah. And so like I took a picture with it, and I'm so grateful I did, because like, and it'll be there this year. They'll have the same sign, and take a picture, like just enjoy it. Like I went off on the side, I danced with people. I was like, they'll have like the CrossFit people who are rowing, and had they all not been taken, I would have gone on and rode, because like in reality, it is a celebration of working such like your ass off. Like it is. That's why. I'm going to backtrack. That's why I tell people, like, if you qualify for Boston, so like I qualified in April, and then I turned around and did another race in November, and I qualified again for the following year, which I'm grateful for. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to have that back to back because of my knee surgery. But because of that, I was able to have, like, I had a horrible experience my first year. But because of that, I went back, because I'm a firm believer of like the GOAT. I can never say his name. Kipchoge.
Kipchoge.
Yeah, him. Because like my friend sent me a quote as I laid on the hospital med tent, because I ended up in the med tent for 2 hours in Boston with hypothermia. And
this is on the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was bad. Like, yeah, I was so sick, and I had Raynaud's, and it was just, and again, COVID and like all those things. And so just his advice was just like, pick yourself up, keep going. So I'm like, next year I'm going to do it. And I'm grateful I had that chance to do the two. Cause, so if you can qualify for it in two, like back to back, do it. So that way you can have a maybe not so good experience, or have a great, and then try to get a BQ or whatever on course. I don't know. If you can afford it as well, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. None of the majors are cheap. But Chicago was super more expensive, by the way, than Boston. I was like, how is Chicago more expensive than Boston? But it's fine. It's fine.
It's worth it, right?
Yeah, that 5K I ran, it was so worth it.
You can't put a monetary value on fun.
I know, you had to hang out with me and a bunch of really cool run talkers.
It was so much fun. It was.
You know what's so funny? I actually was looking at booking. So we have one flight that flies out of our little town. You know, Lauren and I grew up. I live in the town Lauren grew up in. Okay, so we have one flight, and it's to Chicago. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go and I'll be supportive. And it's my sister's getting married that weekend. So I feel like as a bridesmaid, I should probably stick around home.
Right.
Yeah. I think you'd have.
I'm glad I double checked, because I was really in my head. I thought her wedding was October 25th, which sounds terrible. But, you know, like I was going to do it. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad she reminded me that it's October 11th. So That weekend's out for me, unfortunately, which I'm super bummed about, but you know.
And that's for this coming up one or last year's?
That's for this one. So I want to come in, see everybody and be there to support everyone. And then I have some big stuff following the next weekend with the Des Moines Marathon. So it's like, oh my gosh, you know,
a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot
going on. You should just do it. You don't need your sister.
Yeah. Well, I know. She goes, well, you know, my wedding's October 11th. And I was like, no, October 25th.
You're like, I know when your wedding is.
I know when my own wedding is.
Seriously.
Grace, can we talk a little bit about downhill running and specifically racing and what your thoughts are on that?
Oh my, people are so stupid.
All over Run Talk is one of the most controversial things lately.
It's a topic right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's downhill running. So, like,
it always is controversial. Sorry, I got really cold at work. It is always a controversial topic around this time every year because people are so mad about the and when the time slots go in, right? Like when Boston is like, yep, you're accepted, you're not. People are like, oh, those rebel races should not count. I always say what goes up must come down, or what goes down must come up. So I've done a lot of races where I'm literally running like downhill, but then the next mile is a straight uphill and downhill. Like Big Bear, which is Revel, it's a faster course, but the first 8 miles you're running up and down, up. And it's not like I'm running up a hill. Like if I could flip my camera around, I'll show you the mountains. They're like, you're running up a mountain and it's like.
You're high at altitude too.
Yeah, it's not easy.
The air is much thinner.
Yes. Does it make you wonder where these things come from? Like it can't be from people that have actually done it. You know what I mean? Like it cannot be. It's from somebody looking from the outside, looking in, having no experience with it, just saying that because it goes down, it should be easier. When really and truly the mechanics of your body, it's not easy. Running down a hill isn't easy ever. Like, I mean, you have your momentum's being pushed. Like, I don't get it, I guess. I just, it's strange.
It's dumb. Because like, where I live in Utah, like I don't have the option of running a flat course. Like unless I run a track or run on my treadmill, or there's no possibility.
Tiny loop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm doing right now because it is flat, but it's like, am I going to do 26 miles this way? No. So, I think people just hate, like they don't understand because they haven't accomplished it, or they have accomplished it. Like running on a flatter course, they're like, oh, that's cheating. But at the same time, I'm like, you're still running 26.2 miles. Like, it's not easy. Go and try it. Blow out your calves. Do whatever you need to do that, because it's not easy. I could probably run and this sounds bad, but I could probably have run a flat course when I was training for my my second Boston qualifier. It was Mount Charleston, and it's kind of a gradual, like, everybody's like, it's super steep. But to me, I'm like used to like these big, so I'm like, it's just a kind of gradual. I probably could have qualified and got a better time on a flatter course because I was training on a treadmill, just going straight and a flat thing. So I think I probably could have got a better time on a flat, but I don't know. So I think people just hate for stupid reasons.
I think you're
honestly.
Right.
And I think my thoughts on it. I don't think a lot of people understand, and I've done Revel races and they are not my PRs, not for the half distance, not for the full. And that was the one and only DNF in a marathon that I've had as well. So I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding that when you're running downhill for 26 miles, especially when you're losing 5,000 feet, like you do in the Revel races, it takes such a toll on your quads, hamstrings, even calves, that unless you are like really properly trained for that, and even if you are, you are still taking a beating. And so yes, like cardiovascularly, it's easier. Like your heart rate's going to be lower than what it is running those paces on flat.
Yeah.
But it does not guarantee you have a better chance of running faster downhill, obviously, in a marathon, but it's not a guarantee. And unless Boston changes their qualifying standard, I do not personally understand the hate, especially because there are no limitations to entering these downhill races. Literally anybody can sign up for them. And so I think often the hate is coming from some runners seeing other people running really fast times and feeling insecure about themselves.
Yeah.
And I totally am not here for that. Like, I will never understand not cheering for other people. Running is a very individual sport. And really, at the end of the day, the only person you should be competing against is yourself. And so that's why these controversies, I think, oftentimes are a quick grab for people to get high views and you know, get that kind of rage bait engagement. And I personally, like, that's not the kind of run talk that I like seeing, because at the end of the day, everybody's out there doing their best. And if they want to run a downhill course, it doesn't affect you. So, like, why does that make people so mad? I don't get it. So that's my sense, but.
But I agree. And people just hate. Like, people just want to, if they're not happy, then they're going to be, like, not happy with, like, other people, or they're going to be miserable. One of the races when I ran Big Bear, I remember there was a girl who was in front of me, and she is negative. Like, she's in my little run group, but she's always negative. And I remember, like, I was going to pass her, and we were in the last, like, probably quarter of a mile. And I'm like, I had it in me to go past her, but I knew if I passed her, even though we started at different times, I knew if I passed her, she would be mad at me. So I actually held back on my time, because I'm like, do I piss her off or get a better time? And I'm like, I'm just going to slow down. Cause, and it's just like,
do you regret that? I mean, are you, is this somebody that you're like inviting to like watch your kids for you sometimes? See, now I feel like at this current point in my life, I like never again will I do that, because I mean, you know, I'm not passing very many people as my pace. I'm not, you know, like that's, but I also know that I can't stand there and like worry about somebody else's
right
insecurities at this current point. And that's the craziest thing about where I myself am, is that I have so many things, and I know there are so many conversations being had about me and the things that I'm doing in my life. And it's just like, if I let those things hold me back, I will prevent myself from doing the greatest things that I will ever do in my life. Yeah, I regret that more than anything in this world. So I hope, Mary Grace, the next time that you race with anybody, you blow right past them and leave them in your dust, because you should never, I mean, ever. Like, if you have that ability to power through, you better do it, girl.
Yeah. And, you know, after I did it, like, I got a good time, and she was mad already, because, like, I wasn't training for a marathon. And I'm like, kind of like what Lauren did. Like, I was like, well, I signed up for the half, but you know what? I just want to do the marathon. Okay, I'm going to do the marathon. So, like, I flew in from Hawaii. I literally flew in that morning, and then we got in the car to drive to California, and then we ran, like, the next day. And I had been training, but not really training. And, like, I got a phenomenal time for not training and just being like, eh. And she was mad already. So I was like, and then my friends were like, you guys started at different times, so it wouldn't have mattered. I'm like, oh yeah. Like, so I should have passed her, but.
Just timing, not gun time.
Yeah.
It's interesting though that you know that now, and like looking back at it, like, you know, I bet now in this stage of where you're at, after thinking about it, you know, you might have done that differently. And that's kind of an important thing to point out, especially as runners, is like, there's so many times where I think a lot of people will hold themselves back because of the fear of what someone else is thinking. And especially in this space, like, you know how long it took me to run outside because I was so worried about people driving in their cars, what they would think of how I looked while running outside. That's like kind of the dumbest thing ever. So like, I just want to point that out, that if you're in this space where you're sitting here feeling insecure about that, like, you are already doing so much better than those people who are in their cars driving because they're not outside running.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot for us to get to that place where we can feel like secure enough with our own selves to be able to just do the things we want to do.
Like, and as runners, we should, like Lauren and I talked about this the other day, like, why can't we just celebrate a person doing better than us? Like, it is okay. Like, my best friend, who is my running partner, if she didn't beat me, she would get mad at me. And she would not stay after the race to congratulate me. She would just take off. And I'm like, oh, but like, if I beat her, that's what she would do. And then I need new friends, apparently. But like,
no, you know, you have us.
I know.
We're celebrating every win. I promise you that. And I mean it wholeheartedly.
That's what should be. You should turn around. Like, if I, like, when I beat her, she'd be like, I would be like, where is she? And she's like, all right, I left. I'm like, oh, but if she beat me, she'd be like, oh, I want to take a picture. I'm like, turn around and celebrate those people, because they worked a lot, like, it's okay. It's okay. It's a time and place. Like, you may take first today. You may take very last the next race. You don't know because your journey is so different than theirs. And it's like, and I've had to learn that, especially after these last 2 years of like where I'm at now, where I'm like, everybody is passing me. Before I'd be like, check. Oh, that person? Check. Check. And now I'm like, why is the guy in crutches beating me? Like, okay, like we're fine. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm still trying. And so everybody, it's just celebrate. Like you guys said, like, let's celebrate everybody. 'Cause like, I don't get why people are so negative about it. Like, you could be sad about your own time, like, oh, that sucks. But take that home with you and then, like, you know, and process it. I don't know. I'm
It's so
weird.
funny because Lauren just said, you know, that running is so individual. I mean, running is such a personal sport. Like, it's literally only you. Like, what Lauren does has no impact on what I do. You know, like, at the end of the day, we already know that we're in two different categories. However, I'm excelling in my category and she's excelling in hers. You know what I mean? Like, what I have set for myself, I'm excelling at. And what she does, the same, you know? And like, you're coming back and learning, like, I mean, in your own right, Mary Grace, you're doing the same thing because you could easily just say, eh, well, this is what the card I've been dealt, so I'm just gonna sit here and, you know, be upset about it. No, you're outside pushing a baby in a stroller.
My baby.
People
I
see
know we gotta
all
get a
of
name for it. Gotta get a
it.
name for this
Yeah,
baby.
I mean, I think that that's such an important thing, and that's like that. If anybody takes anything away from this conversation tonight, it is that. Like, there's absolutely no reason for you not to be cheering for every single person that's doing better than you. And if you want what they have, literally go and figure out how they're doing it, you know, and like figure out how you can get yourself better. Like, that's the biggest lesson I think every adult person should have like tattooed on their arm.
Right?
And I want to expand on that a little bit. I think it's easy to forget that not everybody has the same financial resources. People are different ages. People have, you know, depending on your work schedule. Like me, for example, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I have a lot more freedom now that my son's in school and that I have just one child home with me who's older. There's people who, you know, and that's what makes it so complicated. Depending on your geography, maybe it's not safe for you to run outside at night and or maybe you can't afford a treadmill, or maybe the closest gym is 30 minutes away if you live in a rural area. So these are all considerations too, that all the more reason why you should stop comparing yourself to other people. And social media truly is almost always a highlight reel. And I do think TikTok, the run talk community, does a really good job of people showing kind of all of it. But if you're looking at things and you're only seeing people's wins, I can guarantee you that those people are having their struggles. Everybody does. And that's why truly it's like compare yourself to yourself.
You know
And
what's even funny about that too, Lauren, is everybody can see right through it. You know, you and I have talked about that before. We're like, people can see right through your inauthenticity. Like, and if all you're ever showing in your life, and it's fine if that's what you choose to do because it makes you feel good. Like, nobody's telling you you can't. Nobody's saying that you shouldn't share what you want to share on social media. But the thing is that if all you're seeing is their good, you're not seeing the full picture ever, ever, ever. And like, you know, because that's just not life. Like, life doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way for even the most well-off people in the world. Like, it just
Yeah.
doesn't.
You know, I agree with that. Well, it's hard too, because like you do see, like, hello, what, like the Utah runner girls here, they're all over. And I'm like, okay, but really, like, that's not how it is. Like, but it's also important. I think running is like one third, like, I heard that like one third of the time when you run, you'll feel great. Like, this is awesome. Like, yes. And the other time, you'll be like, oh, that was an okay run. And then the next, like, that other one third, you're like, that effing sucked. I hate my life. I'm never doing this again. I just peed my, well, I just, yeah, like all those things, you know? And you're like, this is
It
horrible.
happens.
Because, right? I know, right? Yep. Because there would be times where my husband, I'd be like, come pick me up. I'm not doing anymore. He's like, well, aren't you going to do this? I'm like, nope, I'm capping it. I heard from a running coach. He's just said, if you're running and you're training and then you're in, like, let's say you're doing a long run or whatever, a hard run, and if you have to keep stopping your watch over and over again just to try to reset, he's like, call it a day. If you're set and you're supposed to do 10 miles and you can only do those 3 miles and this took you X amount of time that it normally would never take you. He's like, cap it. Your body needs to have a break. It is okay. And I don't think runners give themselves enough grace to be like, it is okay today. Like my body does not, like, I want to do it mentally and I feel like I have to check it off, but it's okay. Like, if you're stopping your watch that much, it's okay. Call it.
That is such great advice, Mary Grace. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm kind of in that space right now, honestly. Like, I feel like that, where I have a training plan and I feel like I have to check off the boxes, where, like, and even then I'm like looking at my Garmin and my Garmin's like in the red saying, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, I have to, it's on the plan.
Yep. And it's hard. It really is hard, because, like, we don't want to give up. We're like, it's okay, we're fine, we're just gonna keep doing it. But it really is something that I learned, like, later on in my short running career, that it's okay. It's okay to, like, just, there's gonna be another day. And people are like, I'm gonna lose my fitness. I'm like, no, you won't. No, you won't. You won't lose your fitness. You won't lose your fitness in a month. You won't lose your fitness. And sometimes you even come back stronger because you allowed your body to have that time that you needed, that you didn't know mentally that you needed it. So
we always ask the question about runner's advice and, like, best advice that you have, like, this entire conversation has been really great advice from you. Like, literally, don't quit. Make sure that you give yourself grace. Like,
it's okay if you pee your pants.
It's okay if you pee your pants.
You're not cool unless you pee your pants.
Guess what? That one's directed towards me, pretty sure.
Maybe me.
Sorry for all the dudes in there. You guys are lucky, okay?
All the men are like, what?
They're like, whatever.
You pee their pants? Just kidding.
You understand those.
The pelvic floor changes after kids. We'll just say that.
No, seriously. It's the truth. It's a fact. But it's okay. No, it's just crazy. I think because my running journey, I have gone from being, like, middle of the pack to, like, the front of the pack to now I'm like, I just want to be able to run without being in pain or hurting, or, like, I just want to be able to walk and run. And so, like, I think because I've come back and forth, it's just, I have a different point of view on a lot of things now.
Do you feel surprised? Like, did you ever surprise yourself when you found yourself at the front of the pack? You know, like, because I mean, I'm just asking because of the fact that, like, in the last 2 years and just now, the improvements that I started making on pace have really surprised me. I know why I'm having this improvement. Like, I can tell why, but it's like, I still, every time I do improve and I, like, watch myself with pace, I'm like, I can't believe this. Like, I'm actually really surprised. So I just wonder, like, did you have that feeling of, like almost like, I can't believe I'm going to win this race, or I'm close to winning, or I, you know, like, do you have that feeling? Like,
there's been a few races where I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in. Like, I study, like, I am a nerd when it comes to running. I would, like, study last year's, like, okay, this person came in, this person took third. Okay, so I need to beat Bethany because she did this time. I really did. And again, I don't compete against anybody else but myself, right?
Yeah, but you're, I mean, literally, you have to see, like, what you're up against. I mean,
yeah.
If you're competing to win a race, like, you're kind of like, okay, well, then my time, I mean, but that's still you. It's just seeing what you have to do.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with some friendly competition. Like,
exactly. Exactly. So there was a couple races, like when I qualified for New York, I remember hitting, like, paces I never thought I would ever hit. And I was like, I was crying. I'm like, did I really just hit? Because I try to, like, not look at my watch very often. I just, like, it's just mentally, I'm like, okay, if I run a 10-minute mile, then I'll be here. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, I built up all these time, like, all this extra time in my head because I'm running, like a 7-minute mile. I'm like, oh, wait, I have, like, this huge buffer. Okay. But I think toward the end, yes, I was like, I'm hitting some awesome paces, like, and then I would do really good. And then other times I'm doing really good and I take, because my age group, everybody's running. So I take, like, 10th place, while the person who's in their 20s who ran slower than me takes first. And I'm like, really? Really? I'm like 11th place. Or there'd be times where I would be like, F, I did a marathon and it was, it was like a straight uphill. Like, it, like, my Garmin was not going. It was like straight uphill. And I got to the end and I was like, called my husband. I'm like, I hate this race. I don't ever want to be here. This is stupid. and he's 30 minutes away. I'm like, where are you? He's like, well, I didn't know what time you're gonna finish. I'm like, you're not gonna be at the finish line. Like, I was so mad. And I cross the finish line. I'm pissed because nobody's there. And then I get my time card, and he shows up. When I look at my time card, I'm like, oh, I took third. But again, not very many people ran it. But like my, like I was like, oh my gosh, I took third, even though it was like a slow. But I was like mad in the race. So you don't know, you never know where you really are. Like you could think you're doing great, and you could place farther down, and you could think you're doing awful, and you could take third, and you just don't know. So like, just enjoy the as much as you can while you're running, and saying like, "F this, I hate this, this is stupid." Enjoy it, like, because you just don't know where you're gonna end up at.
If that doesn't sound like racing, I don't know what does. It's so, it's all the emotions.
I hate this. You're not going to be at the finish line?
I was so mad. I was like, really? He's like, well, I didn't know how long it takes you. You give me a time window. I'm like, fine.
Oh, and awesome. I love like, that.
Because, you know, but they try to be supportive. Some, like, they try.
It's like my mom, I went in to do the marathon last year, and my mom's like, well, I told her it was going to take you like 2 hours or something.
You're about to set the world record for women.
You're like, oh my God, that would be awesome.
Would that be something? You guys would have had no idea.
You're like, no, I did. That would be awesome.
Oh my God.
Grace, what do you have on the calendar for this year in terms of like hopeful races? If you don't mind sharing. If you don't want to, that's fair too.
I have Chicago, the 5K. I'm going to do. And then I'm signed up for just the Chicago Marathon.
Just the Chicago Marathon, she says.
I know, but we'll see. One of the race directors here in Utah, I contacted them and I said, hey, if I want to do a half marathon, could I push a stroller without having somebody in it? They're like, yeah, we'll accommodate you. So Revel I cannot do because
that would be dangerous with the stroller. Yeah,
that would be impossible.
Even allow it.
Yeah, and it's really hard to find a race that is flat here. It is essentially impossible. I know. That's what I'm thinking.
The Midwest has lots of flat races.
I know. But I have to have like a stroller, which you have. And then the side of the road has to be like.
I know of a race you could come and do.
Is it open? Is there availability?
What does that mean?
Like, which race are you talking about? I could do.
I mean, you could come and run the Des Moines Half Marathon or the Des Moines 5K or the Des Moines Marathon.
That's the week after Chicago, though.
Ooh, I should just stay out there.
No, well, you could. Yeah, that would be freaking awesome. I would love everything about that, but
that would be fun.
I think you better do Chicago if that's the one. The hope. Maybe.
That's
the
hope.
Can you push a stroller in that or no?
No, well, not as of now. I'm working with.
I'm a baby runner. You guys are gonna have to fill me in on all the things.
Yeah. Oh, my husband just popped in here. Are you moving to Chicago?
Yes, you can move in with us.
Yes. Sorry, Andrew. They have the cute houses. You know I like those houses. But he'll probably comment something about the weather. Be like, you'll freeze. Like I'm freezing right now. He's like,
you must be husband
freezing.
Night in the chat.
Helping with the heat. It's fine.
He's Andrew.
All of our husbands have been contributing. I love everything about that.
That's so fun. Our husbands should be friends.
Brian had said, we were talking earlier about the individualized running, and he said there's freedom in not concerning ourselves with what other people think of us, and that is so true. I totally agree.
That is so true, honestly, because like it's an individual sport within itself, and it really is your own demon. Like running is your own demon. So, and I'm all for the uplifting.
I think that's why I like it so much, you know, because I'm not very competitive in nature. I am with things that I know that I can do well, but I'm not competitive if it's something that I would have to like work hard at. And I am competing with just myself. And it's like, I don't say that in like a superficial way. Like it's legitimately true. Like I'm not even thinking about another person, you know, like, In your circumstances, being a person who could win the race, like I just want to finish every single time. You know, like I never have any expectation of even being in a top 10. Like I just want to finish. So like that part of it to me is why I think it's so like addicting to me, is that I just have such different like a, such a different thought process than like you would, Mary Grace or Lauren, wanting to actually go and like cross, break the tape. You know what I mean? I think that's why it's so cool. Like we had a, last year we had a call with a couple Olympic runners, that's running. And one of them, I was telling Lauren about this guy named Brandon Miller. And he literally said the thing that he loves about running races is that you have the elite runners, and then you have the people who just want to cross the finish line, and they're doing this at the same time together. And it's insane. And I actually, that was like the biggest, like, that was the biggest kind of like aha moment about running for me, was to hear him say, like, you have the elite runners and then you have everybody else, but everybody's there together. It's, there's
no, every reason is valid. It's not that one reason is better than another. And I think that, and that's one of the beautiful things about running. Mm-hmm. It's like, whatever your why, it's totally valid. It matters. Exactly. And that's what's great. And it's so diverse.
I agree. Like it is, it's like your own, and like it's game. Cause I never went out like only during 5Ks where I'm like, I'm going to really like try to win. Cause 5Ks were like nothing back. Like, because you're running marathons, like 5Ks were like, oh, I've run 3 miles. Like, but
that's my train day. Yeah. No,
I'm not. But now I'm like, like, now it's like, I can't even run a mile without like, whatever, but it's okay. Time and place. But like, I just lost my own train of thought. But you compete with yourself. Like, that is what is awesome about running, is like, really, it is you getting better in that individual sport for yourself and just becoming better of a person for you and what you need. And like, your training sessions are going to look different each time. Like, sometimes you might need to run 3 miles or three, like, you run 3 times a week and then you lift and then you do this. And the next training cycle is going to be like, okay, I'm going to do 6 days of running. And I'm going to, every training cycle is different for what you need at that time. And that's what we need to remember too. Like, it's just going to look different every time we get out there.
And you are in your rebuilding season. And you are going to have the biggest comeback of all. I just know it, Mary Grace. I firmly believe that.
I think so too. I think the first step is you went ahead, you felt your feelings about it, you expressed it, you let people know, like, hey, I'm not okay with this. Like, you documented the whole story. And like, I mean, I respect that so much, because it's hard to share your struggles like that. It's hard to tell people, like, I'm in a rough place. It's hard to admit that. And then to be like, okay, I acknowledge it. And now I'm going to do absolutely anything I can to fix it, change it, or at least adapt to it so that I can still do the thing that I love. I just, that's, I mean, your comeback story is like,
I'm trying, but
it's ruined. You better keep having a blast while you're doing it too, because it like made my whole day. I sit here and I was like dying when I watched that TikTok, and I'm like, oh my God, she left the stroller. People are like, there's a baby.
They're like, they're like running and they're like, and I'm like, it's fine, it's fine. But, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, because I do love running. I love the community. And I lost my community here in Utah for running, just because they are running and I can't do what they can do. And I might try some trails. Like, Drew was like, we can go do some trails, and we had made plans. But like that morning, I was like, my body, my dystonia wouldn't allow me. Like, I had a message from my mom, like, I can't, my dystonia is acting up. And it's a give and take. Some days all whacked up, and other days I'm like, oh, I don't feel it. And I just don't know when it's going to happen, which sucks, because I'm like, everything has to be perfect for me to run, which isn't how a runner is, because it's never, ever always perfect. Yeah. So but I'm going to keep trying, because it needs to be more aware. More runners need to be aware of dystonia, because it's not like, there's 3 people I know that are running Chicago that have it, which is really rare. So.
But it's also promising to know there are people who have runner's dystonia who are still doing marathons. And that's really good news.
And I guess a good question would be, do you ever like bounce information off of those people that you know, that you have, you know, like do they have any good advice? And if so, what has been some of that advice that you've gotten from them?
No, I haven't asked them particularly, but I do belong to a runner's walker's dystonia group. And so I've gotten some advice from them, but like, one day something will work, and the next day I will go out and try that same thing and it will not work. Because it's neurological, right? It's all in my brain, which sucks because it's like it's in my brain, but my brain reprogrammed itself to walk. Like, I walk so bad, but it's okay. It's okay. We're working through it and trying to. If not, we'll see what happens next. But no, I like we all like talk about it, but I haven't asked those ones particularly because they might not be affected when they run. Like, you cannot be affected when you run, but you're affected when you walk.
Well,
I'm
like you
both.
said, if it's just your brain and your wiring, then their wiring is different than yours. It's, I mean, everybody's different, so whatever works for them may not work for you. I'm just happy that the stroller situation is
So far.
like
Yeah, it's worked so far. And then the running on the dirt trail, that's been helpful a lot because I couldn't do it without either, honestly. So that's why I'm a little worried about Chicago. But I can run on tar. I ran on tar the other day and I'm like, oh, my body's okay with tar on my one foot. It's so weird.
Have you tried all different types of shoes? Like, could it maybe like a trail shoe be helpful? I'm just talking out loud. This could be nonsense.
No, I tried all shoes. The only ones I have not tried are Asics again. When I tried them when I first started running, they were too soft, and so Asics might be okay. But I've tried all, like, and it's just give or take, unfortunately. So, yeah. But I'm gonna keep trying. I'll try. I'm gonna go try
Maybe you
Brooks
will.
again. So I'm gonna keep trying. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, you guys. It makes me so mad. Makes me so mad. It's just dumb.
Oh, and Lindsay
I'm sure
said,
you're
so
playing.
glad you're speaking about this. I feel alone when this happens to me. So Lindsay is someone that also has must have runner's dystonia. So
Wait,
I'm
Lindsay,
glad.
do you have it?
Yeah.
I want to know. Does Lindsay have dystonia? I don't think Lindsay and I are friends. If not, we need to be best friends. Sorry. No, I mean, second
Say
best friends.
as of
Sorry.
now.
Yeah. Whoa.
I know.
Yes, she says yes. So connections are made.
Oh.
Mary Grace is
What?
my best
Lindsay,
friend.
I'm following you right now, girl. Or like, oh wait, maybe I do follow. Nope. Well, I don't know. It's not letting me follow you. But I will at the end because we have to be best friends. Second best friends. Third, fourth, because my husband's in here with the baby, so.
Okay. I can be tied. That's
But not my
fine.
sister wife. Not my sister wife. Not my sister. Lauren's already my
I
sister wife.
love
Sorry.
it. That is so awesome. I love it. I love, love, love
Oh.
it. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, that makes me happy.
Lauren, do a rundown real quick and make sure that we got all of, first of all, I feel like in a very organic way, we literally touched base on all of our questions that we normally would have touched base on in like such an organic way, which is kind of awesome because we didn't really ask any questions. We just talked the whole time, which is kind of like the best thing about this.
It's fun.
I'm just trying to think if there's any other questions that we haven't asked, and I don't really feel like we missed any. So I'm like kind of loving this.
I told you Mary Grace is the best ever.
I love
Like,
it. You guys are awesome.
we're gonna have to do this again. We're
Yes.
gonna have to do this one again. Well, if you guys are just popping on for the first time ever, we have taken our hashtag Run Talk and we turn it into a podcast, which last week's episode with Kevin will drop on YouTube today, and our Spotify and Amazon podcasts will drop sometime maybe this weekend, maybe a little bit. We don't know
Friday night,
what, but
hopefully Friday night.
yes, we hope for Friday night if all parties involved participate in the correct way. Sometimes that's on me. So I'll take full responsibility. We won't blame producer Rob for that one.
Just a rock.
Anyways, we just want to say thank you, Mary Grace, for joining
Yeah.
us, for popping in here with us and having the best conversation ever because, you
You guys are the
know,
best.
oh, this is so awesome and I love everything about it. And I
You guys are too great.
cannot wait to continue to watch all the things and watch you push through. And I'm so excited for the upcoming, like, I can't wait to meet every person in person and like give hugs. And I know it will happen. I'm not worried about it. I know it will happen. I don't know when everybody will meet up, but I know that at some point we will all be like in the same room, which will be really wild, won't it?
It will
I
be
just
fun.
want to say this, that I hope this fall or even a year from now or sooner, we can look back at this video and say, remember Mary Grace when we were talking about your dystonia and now look at you. Like, look how far you've come and you're going to be back running way the way you used to and the way you want to. And I truly believe that.
I'm all for that one. I'm gonna let's send that
Mark
out.
my words.
Yep,
I'm saying it
I think
now.
so too. And you know what? When I mean, Lauren, I'm sure also has the same experience, but when I manifest things, they happen.
Oh,
So I absolutely think I will say that out loud too, that Mary Grace, in 1 year, for sure, we will come back and do a follow-up episode after you have like been like, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm running 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents or something wild.
I'm doing that. Heck yeah, let's do it. I don't have the finances. I have the finances for that. I do have the money. I have the money for that.
We'll get you sponsors. Don't worry.
Oh my gosh, I need them. I need them because I need to buy the lever, and I need sponsors for a few things. So let's do it. Because
okay. All right.
Other things I need it.
We better just keep speaking all these good, awesome, amazing things out into existence. We will do that for sure. But you guys, thank you so much for popping in here with us tonight, and we will be back again next week with. We'll let you know. We'll let you know who will be in here with us next week. It's always a surprise, and we like to keep it that way. So
I love it. You guys are awesome. You guys are the best.
You're the best. I like you wouldn't even believe how many times I'm telling Lauren. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Mary Grace so much.
Because I go in there like all your lives. I'm like, I'm giving her people.
Yes, I do.
I like
said
it.
That to Lauren, I was like, Lauren, she's like my biggest supporter when I'm doing my other IVYs and all these things. I love everything about it. I'm so glad we got to do this. Like, I'm so glad.
Thanks for inviting me, you guys.
Aww.
Thanks for taking the time.
Hope you have a good. I better go put these kids to bed.
I know. Thanks again for doing it later. Sorry, you guys.
Oh my gosh, don't
you want to get
dare.
Waxed? You want to get services done? Like, I mean, they got trips to go on.
Everyone wants to look and feel their best. It's all good.
1000%. And I agree with that. So,
yep.
All right, ladies, have a good night.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys. Bye.
Thanks again.